Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you in advance for killing some time with us. Right now, I am sitting in a Mustang with my boy, Gadget Boy.
What are you saying?
I'm good, Gadgets Boy. Welcome, Gadgets Boy, to the show. Yeah, man, I'm really, really good, man. We've had a cool couple of days, right?
Yeah, man. It's been epic.
Yeah, so I think we should just talk through it on the way back. Right now, we're on the Eurostar back to the UK, but a couple of days ago, we were meant to leave at like 11. Was it 11 or 12 at night on a Tuesday
11,
night?
11.
Yeah, 11 on a Tuesday night. We were meant to meet each other, and then a quick last-minute change of schedule meant that we promised that we were going to link up at 4 at yours, but I got halfway to yours, forgot my passport, zinged home, then got back to yours. You weren't even awake.
Man, my alarm just didn't go off because my phone did an update overnight, and luckily you knocked on the door, otherwise I was gone.
Yeah, so you like stuck your head out the window, and then luckily we had a flexi pass. I want to say, if you ever travel to France, I 100% recommend that you, the listener, does that flexi pass thing with Eurotunnel, because it just means that like we blatantly missed what, if we were to book a specific time, we would have missed it twice,
yeah,
potentially three times. And then when we got in with like 10 minutes before
we'd literally got here, and straight on,
and then we were in France
just in time.
But yeah, so but we had a nice time riding down to Dover, Folkestone, because Ford asked us to head over to Le Mans, and they gave us, let's just describe what we're in. They gave us this beast, this piece of muscle.
Ford Mustang GT.
GT drop top.
It's a 5 litre V8 engine.
Yep.
What, 450 brake horsepower?
450.
Yeah, 450.
Yes, it's 453 brake horsepower. Slightly less than the American version, I think.
Bullet.
Yeah.
That was like...
Yeah, we'll get onto that in a sec. That was sick. But this is all right. It's like, what is it, like leather interior? It's a drop top.
Leather interior. This is fully packed, though. It's got all the tech in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, infotainment system.
It's got that as well. Bang & Olufsen.
Yeah, BO. Yeah. Speaker. I think this is a 12 speaker edition, right?
Yeah, I think it's got 1,000 watts of speakers in it.
Yeah, yeah. And, it sounds really good.
Bumping Skepta on the way down here, man, as well.
Especially when you put the drum and bass on, it was just
The sub was kicking.
It was doing bits.
And it's like, I don't know the name of the blue. We've got a bit of paperwork somewhere. I don't actually say what colour the blue. There you are, here we go. So this blue is, has it got the colour on it? But it's, how would you describe oh, there you go, Velocity Blue. And it, it's not, I mean, when I looked at the picture, I was a little bit like, it doesn't look that exciting, but it's kind of like halfway between, it's like a exciting blue, but with metallic in it. So it's like a bright blue.
Yeah.
But not like a tacky race blue.
No.
I
think it's nice.
Yeah.
And depending on the lighting that you've got as well, it kind of reflects the light. So when it's nice and bright outside, it just looks nice and bright.
It does. It looks
and
real
then
good.
At night time, it looks like a street sleeper. It's just kind of like just sleeping.
Yeah.
Gen 2, I like that. You know,
but even if you're not into cars, because I'm not, I think when it comes to cars, I think you're a bit more into cars than me. But somebody who's not like a car fanatic, when we started this up,
it sounds
amazing. One of the bits of tech in it that it's got its active exhaust system.
Yeah,
and
what does that actually mean?
So I think what it does, so what Ford do is they spend a lot of time making sure that their cars sound good,
right,
as well as looking good. So it's a V8 engine, so it's a sick engine, 5 litre, like you said. It's got a lot of power in it, so really with this exhaust system they kind of guide the sound of the engine so that it sounds raw. But I feel like they didn't have to do as much with this because it's a sick big meaty engine anyway, but what it's good for, the active exhaust, means you can set different exhaust settings. I think if you press the horse button, there you go.
If you press the horse, then you've got exhaust mode, track apps available as well.
We'll get onto that in a sec. What's the exhaust mode? So you can have quiet, quiet mode, so that if you want to take drive out from your yard, when I was at your house, I forgot to put on quiet mode. I can't, it sounded very, very loud. So if you want to get up and leave the house at 7 a.m, definitely not going to wake up the whole yard.
Mm-hmm.
Sport and racetrack, where it just takes the dampening out.
Things get a bit louder.
Yeah,
it's gonna get louder.
Yeah. In fact, if you stick around the podcast, we'll play the car starting up.
Yeah. There's actually a quiet start as well.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, rather than quiet
exhaust mode, so it's quiet start, so it starts up and sounds like a normal car.
Yeah.
So
what's the difference between the quiet start and quiet?
So quiet start is
just for when you start.
Yeah. So
and then quiet is just for when you're driving.
Yeah. Because if you start it now, if you turn off your car and start it, it starts off as normal.
Yeah.
But if you have quiet start, it always remembers to set everything to quiet, because when it starts up, you can literally feel
it. It's not bad. Cool.
So yeah, we got this cool ass car. It's a drop top. So we rode it down to Le Mans. What do you think the driver's like down to France?
I mean, I didn't drive much, but. Yeah. It was smooth.
I think, man.
I just sat there. It was comfortable.
Yeah, man.
But when I did drive it, it feels well planted on the road.
Yeah, man.
When you're taking corners, you can do it with confidence, without having to worry about oversteer or understeer. In fact, it was good around the corners, around the bends, even at high speeds on the motorway. It was nice.
Yeah.
Not a lot of cars can give you that sort of level of confidence. I've been in cars before, like the some Audi SUVs, where not the non-sports version, where you go around corners and you're thinking, "What is he going to do it? Is
top
he going to do it?"
Yeah.
So this is nice.
Yes,
it's actually surprised me, because I remember going to the launch event for this car when it was coming to the UK, and I was just like, I'm not sure if I would buy one.
Yeah,
but I think after this trip, I would actually buy one, but it'd have to be the full whack like this.
You can't get this and not go fully loaded.
Yeah,
it's just a waste of time.
Fully loaded, full Monty.
Yeah,
but it begs the question though: 50 grand,
50 grand, 51 grand,
51 grand. What options do I have? Do I put extra money and get myself an Audi TTRS?
Yeah.
Or there are options.
Would you go for an SUV? Do you know what I mean? Because around that price range, some people want to go for a car that you can fit more than a couple of people in. Because there's a bit of space in the back, but we're fine. It's a bit of space in the back, but once we've put the seats back,
this is not practical at all. You don't buy this car to be practical, though. So,
exactly.
And I'm quite impressed with the fuel consumption as well. I think we filled up, twice?
Filled up twice, yeah.
I think, for the whole trip.
Do you think that the fuel, when we were dwindling and driving along little windy roads slowly, it was less efficient than when we were tearing it up on the motorway. When we were on the motorway and we got going,
I don't know, we didn't do a lot of starting and stopping. But I still think it's quite efficient for a V8.
Man, it's not bad.
5 litre V8 engine.
Apparently you get 30 miles to the gallon.
We ain't even getting that. And I also like the fact that the exhaust at the back are actual real exhausts.
Yeah, they're not
fake. None of that fake tailpipe stuff, stop it.
Yeah. They're the real deal. In fact, it's sick. The way that they have been synthetic with the exhaust is to make them quieter.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
A little head turner.
Lovely car.
A few people were asking. What a weird question before we got on the train now as well.
Boarding the train. Yeah. Someone's like, how much you pay for that?
And you said nothing. It's
like nothing. And then he's like, it's got its sick colour and everything. Yeah. I was just like, all right, man. Like, chill.
All right, chill out, bro. Ford asked us to come down to Le Mans, so we drove down. I did quite a bit of the driving the way down. It was cool, man. Just put on some tunes. Yeah. A lot of Skepta got played on the way down, and then some slow jams while you're sleeping.
Pulled
up at our Chateau de Chateau. I forgot the name of it, but it was a nice ass Chateau. Took some pictures of the car as well, which are good. Check Gadgets Boys Insta as well, and mine as well. We put some sick pictures up. Landed, got fresh, and then headed over to see the qualifying for Le Mans.
Yeah.
It's my first Le Mans. Was it yours as well?
My first one as well. The first day was, the weather was a bit rubbish, but we still made the most of it, I think. Yeah. We were tired.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that busy the first day.
Yeah.
But the second day was a lot busier, and the sun was out.
Yeah, the sun was out.
It got a whole lot busier.
Yeah.
And then we drove some cars.
We did. But before that, how comes when you're at Le Mans that the cars look like they're going really fast? I know it's not the case, but it feels like they're going faster than F1 cars.
Yeah, for some reason.
And I was like, yeah, like they look like they're
mean. The reason why, the moment where I noticed was me trying to take some photos.
Yeah.
And I've been to, when I did F1 in Monaco, it was easier to track the car with my camera, like just following the car and getting my shots. But here I struggled a little bit, because by the time I like tracked the car was just gone. Yeah. Just like, phew, gone. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, crazy.
Off key. But yeah, so we got to go in the pits. That was kind of cool to see them working on stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Eating some of that nice food as well that they put on for the drivers. Drivers eat well at Le Mans, innit?
They have to,
good
man.
Food.
They have to drive. It's an endurance race. Yeah. They need food. They need rest when they can.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then, yeah, like you said, we did some more driving. So not only did we get to drive this sick GT Mustang down, we woke up on the second day and in front of the Chateau, the Chateau, there was six bullets there. And like, to put it into a bit of historical, just to put it in order for you, the bullet car was a debadged version from a film called Bullet. So there was this detective called Frank Bullet or something like that. And I think the film won like a Grammy for editing, and I think part of it winning the Grammy, this is like a 50-year-old film, because of a car chase scene in it where they were like a bullet doing jumps, skidding around, the exhaust sounded sick. And they've kind of tried to give you an updated version with this car here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't lie, this wasn't my first time in one, because a few weeks ago, I got to, because for the John Wick experience that Sony were kind of doing, Lionsgate were doing, they invited me down to go and sit in a car with this guy called Paul Swift, who's like a stunt driver.
And Swift,
he was burning it out and stuff like that. So I sat in it, and then I was going, I want to drive one of these. A few weeks later they pulled up with six, and then we got to jump in, bro.
Man, it was good in the sense, it was very lots of adrenaline pumping. Because the guys took us on the track, the actual track, like Le Mans, 24 hour Le Mans.
Yeah, they took us on the actual Le Mans track bullets. Yeah,
went around the track on that one.
Yeah,
and although they couldn't really go too fast,
yeah,
they had to keep a certain amount of distance between each other and stuff. So, but it's still nice to have that experience and see what the drivers would go through.
That was sick. Yeah, that was sick
on a normal race day. So that was a good experience.
Yeah, man. And inside then, the car, they've kind of like specced them out. They've got these Recaro seats in them. They've got like a different gear stick in them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is in my head they sounded meatier, but I think that might have just been like,
They sounded very similar.
Yeah.
But no, it was loud. It was loud.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very loud.
Sounded like a beast.
And then we got to get in them and drive them.
Yeah.
Yeah, over to the Hotel de France.
Hotel de France.
I think it's Hotel de France. Because it sounds like, I remember we got to go into this hotel and I was like, it sounds like an English person taking the mick out of a hotel. Like, what hotel are you at?
Yeah, I'm at the Hotel de France, bro.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
They gave us, we got out of the automatic, because this one that we're in now is an automatic, and we got into like a 6-speed, like a gear shift version. And You know what? I promise I'm going to put some noises of this car revving up and starting up at the end of this podcast.
You have to, man.
I have to do it. But yeah, so we went to the Hotel de France. Are you checking it now?
I'm trying to see, yeah.
So the history behind this hotel is the drivers used to park their cars up and in the garages that are next to the hotel, work on their cars, have food and drinks and stuff, and warm up their cars and race them down the road to Le Mans. And we got to drive along some of that in this Mustang Bullitt, which was... pick up Tommy for like wheel skidding out of the chateau in front of all the four
people. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well.
Hotel de France.
Hotel de France.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had six of those pulled up outside, and that was turning a lot of heads as well. We're still gassed at the moment, and then the icing on the cake was when we pulled up outside the hotel, parked up the car. They said to us, "Do you want to drive a Ford GT?"
Oi, that so, was so not many people can say they've driven a Ford GT.
Yeah.
And
people
we got to drive them.
Saying, "I heard you got near one."
Yeah.
"I heard you took a picture with one."
Remember that guy? He was like, "You wish." we were like trying to record and talking about the car. And the guy has popped up being like, "Yeah, you wish you drove it."
You wish.
Yeah. Like, "I've just driven it, mate."
Just driven it. So what was the driving experience like for you? And for those who don't know what a Ford GT is, yeah, because this isn't a supercar podcast. Like, what is the Ford GT?
It's a supercar.
Yeah.
It's like it's got 650 brake horsepower.
650. Yeah.
650. It does 0-60 in like 2.9 seconds.
Sick.
And they only made like, the guy was saying like 1,200 of them or something like that.
Shit,
I can't remember.
Rare.
Don't quote me on that one. Yeah. But about that much. And they've all been sold. They've all been sold.
Crazy.
You can't actually buy one unless you find one on Auto Trader secondhand.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Which is crazy. And they're not going to be making them.
Yeah.
Not for a while anyway.
Oh, we're pulling in. So we've got a few more minutes to describe what happened. But yeah.
Oh yeah, so we drove it.
Yeah.
It was really fast. So we got to experience how quickly it goes off the line when you put your foot down. And we also got to experience the braking system, the ceramic braking system, which is really good. One thing I really liked about it is the seats are bolted down, so there's not a lot of electric in the car. It's bare minimal, and a lot of the car is just carbon fiber, so it's nice and light,
fast,
but still secure and safe as a car. It was such a good experience to drive it, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And and also like you said, that braking system, when it warmed up, the ceramic brakes, stops on a thigh.
We sped up to like 60 miles per hour and slammed the brake on, and it just stops.
Yeah, my eyeballs slapped the windscreen, I swear to God. And we got videos and stuff that we're going to be putting up on social media, so make sure you check those too. But yeah, like, do you know what was mad about me though? I'm so glad that they took us around the corner to get in and out the GT, because I'm tall. When I got in,
it
was not sexy, like, for me, if I'm honest,
experience.
I can't pull up at like an award ceremony in that car and try and wear a suit and get out of that, because the suit will rip. I'll be rolling all over the floor. It's crazy, man. But such a sick car, really good experience to drive it. And then we got to drive the Mustang Bullets back
back to the hotel.
Yeah, man.
The shuttle.
One thing that all the Mustangs have that we've managed to finally unlock and use, because we couldn't really get a cracking on the Bullet.
That was sick.
Was the line, is it called, line lock? What's it? Let's find out. It's called line lock.
Yeah, line lock.
Which basically is burnout. So it locks the front wheels and lets you do a little burnout. And we got that cracking, bro.
We left our mark. We left our mark.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be a little bit of tarmac missing
somewhere
in France.
You know, we should have taken a piece off that tarmac.
Yeah.
Just for souvenir.
Yeah, I mean, that is where potholes come from. Guys doing burnouts.
Burnouts. Like, imagine.
Yeah. We got to do that, and yeah, man, and then had a few drinks back at the chateau. Met some of the Ford guys.
That's right.
I think Le Mans definitely an experience. I'd like to do a bit of the camping side of it, so I wouldn't mind a couple of days at the chateau. I wouldn't mind going down to enjoy the vibe. But the only thing is you have to party there, because I clocked it was so loud. It's a 24-hour race.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't rest, even if you're like. We could hear it from the chateau.
That was
20 minutes drive away. I'm not exaggerating.
That's right. That's how loud it is. Earplugs were everywhere. You need earplugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you could damage your hearing being there the whole time.
Yeah, man. But it's good, man. I feel like I learned a little bit about Ford.
Yeah,
I learned about Le Mans. And,
yeah.
It was a good vibe. And the Mustang GT, and I'm not saying this ain't paid or anything like that. This is us just going out for fun.
That's right, yeah.
I really like this car, and like, I was actually thinking, do you know what, I could get used to this.
I mean, I I like it,
yeah,
but the it's so loud that I don't think I can live with that.
Your neighbours will fucking hate you, bro. Your neighbours will look at you.
I don't really care about the neighbours, to be honest.
Your car.
I don't care about the neighbours, but it's more for me. Like, imagine driving this every day on a commute. Like, you would eventually get annoyed. Because back in the day, my boy racer days, I used to have a Peugeot 206 GTI 180.
Super boy racer. Did you have the 6x9s in the back?
Everything. But like, taking the exhaust, taking the box out from the engine and having a straight exhaust pipe from the engine straight to the back.
Yeah.
That was loud.
Yeah.
And living with that was just too much. I had to put the middle box back in.
Okay.
To reduce the noise a little bit.
But you could just put this on quiet mode.
You could, but it's still got that constant
growl
that all the time. Yeah. But
and it will cost you a fortune just nipping around London town. But for long journeys though, for the drive,
it's a lot. This
quite
is a second
as
car.
Well. My back
it's
is
comfortable
all
for
up.
Real.
Yeah.
This is a second car, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
For me, if I was to get one,
it's a weekend roller, innit? It's one that you put on the drive, you take out once a weekend.
And one for track day.
Yeah, track
days,
day.
That kind of stuff.
It's good for the track as well. It literally is, isn't it? It's got track mode on it. You can flick through a few modes. Let's flick through these now. I remember to turn them off. What's it got?
For the track apps.
Yeah, it's got the track apps. But what's the mode? It's got normal. You can set your own mode, so you can set the heads up display how you want it. It's got sport plus, track, race mode. So like drag strip mode, snow and wet, which kind of Ford are kind of trying to make it easier for us to be in different environments in their cars and get away with it.
That's right.
Because some of the guys that were from Detroit were saying that it's like the weather's shit there, and they were saying that they have to use like snow and track mode, snow and ice mode sometimes on these cars, and they do alright. But yeah, man, I'm glad that we got like a little bit more presence from Ford from its Mustang range in the UK, man.
Yeah, man,
good look.
Nice.
It's not a smart car, so if you're looking for a little car you can park anywhere in London, this ain't the one for you.
This is wide,
big, wide and loud. But we like it, man. What else did we like about France? Wine was alright, innit?
Wine was great.
Wine was good.
Yeah. Food was good.
Food was tasty. A lot of cheese.
And the service in the hotel was really good as well. We just had it's like a kitchen downstairs. Just help yourself to whatever you need.
Do you like that better than like a hotel?
Yeah, it's better than hotel.
I felt like we were like chilling out our yard.
If you need help, if you needed help, there's someone there. If you want to just help yourself.
Yeah.
It was good as well. And the bed was comfortable.
Make a cup of tea. Yeah. Right, so before I play these badass, I'm going to play a sound of this car starting up. I'm going to play a sound of this car tearing around the track, because I think I've got some audio for that. And I'm going to play a sound of the GT as well. I'm going to find the sound of that, because that is naughty, and play that all at the end of the podcast. But before that, where can everybody get in contact with you and find out what you're up to?
I'm Gadgets Boy.
Gadget Boy, not Gadget Boy. Shout out to Mr. Midas that calls you that, Gadget Boy. That's your Jamaican counterpart, isn't it? Gadget Boy.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
I'm Gadgets Boy everywhere.
Yeah, Gadgets Boy on all social medias, man.
That's right.
You've taken some really fucking sick pictures as well. I could take credit for one good photo of you.
For real.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Man.
Yeah. And we'll be dropping video content as well. I think you're going to do some stuff around the Bullet and the whole experience.
Yeah, it's going to be about the whole experience. Yeah, like the whole experience. Mini vlog, really.
Yeah.
It should be good.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think I'm going to do something like that, and then I might cover a bit of this car as well, because we've been in it a lot, and it's cool.
Yeah. It's a nice look.
But it does need a wash now, though, because we've killed all the flies in France on the way back. The windscreen looks like it's been paintballed with flies.
Looks mad.
Anyway, we've landed now in Folkestone, so we've got to get off soon. But yeah, thank you for killing some time with us. I've been Marcus Bronzy at Marcus BRONZY on all social medias. This is How to Kill an Hour. How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. Click the link in the show description and you can sign up to our newsletter, where we'll let you know how we've been killing time. And we'll also send you links to this video when it's out too, man. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.